If we could switch over to Syracuse for a moment, what are your recollections of the campus in 1978?
Dramatically different than the one we see today. This was a probably not more than about half the size of what it is now in terms of capacity, infrastructure, and modernity and everything else that we see on the campus today. Mm-hmm. And but it nonetheless was at that time considered in the field that I was interested in to be the preeminent school in that professional calling. And the noted scholars of the day who were transforming the business of professional public service and public management and public administration and the importance of having people who were trained to actually accomplish those kinds of goals and objectives from the policy as well as implementation standpoint was a legendary place at that time. So I thought myself to be exceedingly lucky to have gotten in there at that time. And frankly, I had made plans to go to different graduate schools, thinking I had thrown the application into the Maxwell School at Syracuse just on a hunch, you know, that maybe, who knows, lightning might strike. Mm-hmm. And I was notified just, you know, a matter of a couple of months before the semester was to begin. So it was pretty clear I was a late acceptance. they still had room. So they said, okay, we'll take the guys on the cusp, you know, and we'll take the fringe folks. And I was really lucky to have gotten in when I did, and found it to be quite an experience. Today, it's a whole different experience there. I mean, I marvel at just the capacity, the very things available to graduate students now that just, you know, were just dreamed about back at that time. And the whole cultural attitude of the university, everything is quite different. Not better or, you know, worse. It's just a different, you know, kind of frame of reference than what was in place at the time when I was there in the 1970s.